8, Chapter 2, The Regions of West Virginia. Chapter Preview, Terms, Region, Rural, Urban, Immigrant, Plateau, Tourist, Artifacts, Wildcatter. Places, Potomac Section Region, Berkeley Springs, Allegheny Highland Region, Spruce Knob, Beckley, Helvetia, Allegheny Plateau Region, New River, New River Gorge, Ohio River Valley Region, Blennerhassett Island, Eastern Panhandle, Harper's Ferry, Harewood, The Trough, Augusta Heritage Center, Philippi, Newell, Ogle Bay Park, Harrisville, Point Pleasant, Matewan, Bramwell, Lewisburg. Studying the characteristics that define a place includes identifying, classifying, and analyzing the fifth theme of geography, regions. A region is an area defined by common characteristics such as soil, vegetation, climate, landforms, recreation, and economic opportunities. In Chapter 2, you will examine two types of regions. One is the geographic region of West Virginia, and the second is the 9 tourist regions as established by the state's Division of Tourism. Each geographic region is defined by physical factors, while each tourist region also includes unique recreational, historical, and cultural opportunities. Section 1, Geographic Regions of West Virginia. As you read, look for characteristics of the Potomac Section Region, characteristics of the Allegheny Highlands Region, characteristics of the Allegheny Plateau Region, characteristics of the Ohio River Valley Region. Terms, rural, urban, immigrant, plateau. From east to west, the 4 geographic regions of West Virginia are the Potomac Section, the Allegheny Highlands, the Allegheny Plateau, and the Ohio River Valley. Each of these regions is named for some physical feature that defines it. The Ohio River, for example, provides the western border of the counties that are found in the Ohio River Valley region. The Potomac River plays an important role in the Potomac Section region. The Allegheny Mountains define 2 regions that are distinguished by their elevation. The Potomac Section Region. The Potomac Section, the first region settled by Europeans in western Virginia, contains the area of the Eastern Panhandle. The region slopes upward from the Valley of Virginia in the east to the Allegheny Highlands in the west. Characterized by gently rolling farmland, the region could be considered rural, country-like, by many standards. Its location, only 55 miles from Washington, D.C., has made it a haven for urban, of or like a city or town, workers seeking a slower-paced lifestyle. The boundaries of the Potomac Section are both natural and man-made. The Potomac River forms the northern border of the region. The Fairfax Stone, located at the headwaters of the North Branch of the Potomac River, originally marked the boundary of land given to Lord Fairfax by the King of England in the 1700s. Citing a land grant given to Lord Baltimore, the state of Maryland disputed the boundary. In 1912, nearly 200 years after the original stone was placed, the United States Supreme Court settled the dispute when it sided with the state of West Virginia. The Fairfax Stone marks not only the western border of the state of Maryland, but also the junction of Grant, Preston, and Tucker counties in West Virginia. Because of its limestone base, the soil of this region produces excellent grass for livestock, cattle, and sheep. The rich soil has also produced bountiful peach and apple orchards. Many of the region's apples come from a place descriptively named Apple Pie Ridge. Another natural feature that characterizes the Potomac Section is its warm springs. The springs maintain a constant temperature of 74 degrees Fahrenheit. For hundreds of years, they have been known for their curative powers and health benefits. The famous waters go by the name Berkeley Springs, which today also identifies the town where they are located. Allegheny Highlands Region. West of the Potomac section lies the more mountainous Allegheny Highlands region. It was the Allegheny Highlands that gave West Virginia its nickname, the Mountain State. The region forms the dividing line between eastern and western West Virginia. The actual divide is along the Allegheny Front. This rugged region contains the highest point in the state, Spruce Knob, which is 4,863 feet above sea level. Several other peaks in the area are over 4,000 feet. The Allegheny Highlands is rich in natural beauty. About 185 million years ago, thick sheets of sedimentary rocks began to buckle and fold. This was followed by the gradual erosion of the mountains, which created rolling plains. The plains were ultimately lifted up and broken as well. Slow-moving rivers began to rush and rage, cutting deep gorges and canyons throughout the area. Spruce Knob, Peters Mountain, Pinnacle Rock, and Seneca Rocks, as well as Smoke Hole, Seneca, and Lost World Caverns, are some of the natural wonders in this region. The Dolly Sods area, with its unusual one-sided spruce trees, is another unique natural area. No motorized vehicles, bicycles, or other wheeled vehicles are allowed in the wilderness areas that have been set aside to preserve the primitive character of the lands. The Allegheny Highlands region has remained sparsely populated. The state's two largest counties and area, Randolph and Greenbrier, are located here. But the region boasts only one of the state's 10 largest cities, Beckley. Immigrants, people who move into a new country to settle there, from Switzerland and Germany, originally settled much of the region. Helvetia is a living tribute to these early settlers. Established in 1869, the small community's name is Latin for Switzerland. Determined to preserve old world traditions, a few residents wanted to make Helvetia a living example of its past. Today, residents engage in cheese making and folk dancing, and the Beekeeper Inn and Hoot Restaurant are open year-round to accommodate visitors. The growth of the timber and coal industries in the late 1800s and early 1900s brought immigrants from southern and eastern Europe. Allegheny Plateau Region. West of the Highlands is the Allegheny Plateau region. The dictionary defines a plateau as an elevated tract of more or less level land. The Allegheny Plateau once consisted of layers of solid rock. Running water has cut seams into the rock, forming gorges and canyons. The New River once flowed across the high plateau. Over time, the river gradually eroded the ground under it and formed the deep New River Gorge. For centuries, people searched for ways to cross the New River Gorge. Crossing the gorge generally meant following Indian paths, riding ferries, or carefully winding down narrow mountain roads. The completion of the New River Gorge Bridge on October 22, 1977, reduced a drive of 40 minutes down narrow mountain roads to one lasting less than 1 minute. The four-lane bridge has the world's second-longest single-arch steel span. The longest single-arch steel span is the Lupu Bridge in Shanghai, China. At 876 feet, the New River Gorge Bridge is second in height only to the Royal Gorge Bridge in Colorado. The Fayette Plateau offers spectacular views of the prehistoric, boulder-strewn New River hundreds of feet below. Storytellers relate how Indian scout Mad Ann Bailey rode across this route seeking help in 1788. As the legend goes, she rode her horse off Hawk's Nest Cliff to escape her Indian pursuers. Today, visitors to Hawk's Nest State Park can ride a tram down the wall of the gorge to the water's edge. Rivers are an important resource in the Allegheny Plateau. Besides the part they played in the geographic formation of the region, the Cheat, Tygart, New, and Gauley Rivers offer a range of rafting opportunities from gentle to wild. The Allegheny Plateau region has a variety of other natural resources. The plateau contains beds of limestone, sandstone, and shale, important deposits of coal, oil, natural gas, and salt provided the materials for industrial development. The region also has a rich ethnic diversity. The growth of the mining industry attracted a number of immigrants, including Italians, Belgians, Czechs, Greeks, Hungarians, Irish, Romans, and Spaniards. Of all these groups, the Italians were possibly the most prominent. Today, nearly one quarter of the population of Clarksburg is of Italian descent. The influence of Native Americans is also evident in the Allegheny Plateau. Kanawha, Logan, and Mingo counties bear Indian names. Kanawha, loosely translated, means the place of white stone, or, to the Shawnee, river of evil spirits. Logan County was named for a Mingo chief whose family was killed by a band of white men. Some of Western Virginia's largest cities are located in the Allegheny Plateau region, including West Virginia's capital city, Charleston. The state's capital, with its gilded dome, is one of the most beautiful in the United States. The Ohio River Valley Region. The Ohio River Valley region lies along the Ohio River. It stretches from the northern panhandle to the Big Sandy River in the south. Cities along the river include Wellsburg, Wheeling, Sistersville, St. Mary's, Williamston, Parkersburg, Ravenswood, Point Pleasant, and Huntington. The Ohio River dominates the area and offers a variety of recreational opportunities to those who live in or visit the region. For example, a series of islands in the Ohio River along the West Virginia border are home to unique and rare varieties of aquatic, water, birds, animals, and plants. The area from the northern panhandle to below Parkersburg is known as the Ohio River Islands National Wildlife Refuge. There are several wildlife management areas in the Ohio River Valley, including centers in Pleasance, Ritchie, Wetzel, and Mason counties. The Ohio River also helped the area become a major manufacturing center for glass, steel, and textiles. Glass is one of the area's best-known industries. Blinko glass is found in Cabell County, Fenton glass in Wood County, and Mid-Atlantic glass in Ritchie County. The northern panhandle became an important steel-producing area. The first iron furnace west of the Alleghenies was built on Kings Creek in Hancock County. Good transportation made it possible to import iron ore from Minnesota to be used with West Virginia coal to make steel. West Virginia's first capital was located in this region. The United States Customs House in Wheeling, built in 1859, became the headquarters for the restored government of the state of Virginia after Virginia seceded from the Union at the outbreak of the Civil War. Wheeling remained the capital for a short time after West Virginia became a state in 1863. Reviewing the section. Reviewing the content. Number 1. What was the first area in Western Virginia to be settled? Number 2. Where is the dividing line between Eastern and Western Virginia? Number 3. In what region is West Virginia's largest county in area? Using the content. Write a letter to a fictitious friend who lives in a region other than your own, tell the friend what your region has to offer. Extending the reading strategy. Look at Map 8 on page 41. Which geographic region contains all or part of the largest number of counties?